Yo, it's Miles from Slack Stupid.
This is Ali.
This is Nick from Chit Chit Chit.
What's up, guys? This is the Chain Smoker.
This is the name of school from Ghost.
This is Beefcake the Mighty from Guar.
Hey, folks, we're Royal Blood.
And you're currently listening to Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound what?
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
You're listening to the sweet sounds of Sound Sessions. Thank you.
Hannah Stanley, this is Girls Night Out, and what you just heard was the intro for the Sweet Sounds of Sound Sessions.
Sweet Sounds.
Sweet
oh, yeah.
Sounds of Sound Sessions. Joining me in studio are Kevin Richter and Michael Heidemann, who are the hosts of Sound Sessions. Here's what you guys want to know about this. We have this great app and website called WGN Plus. It's WGNplus.com, or you can go to any of your app devices, your app facilities, app store, wherever you go, for your own device, and you can download WGN Plus as an app, and then you guys are right there. There's also Flavor HD.
I'm quite fond of that
podcast.
It's one of my favorites.
I love that podcast.
If not my most favorite.
And the chick is hot. No, that's me. I co-host that podcast. But you guys do a music-based podcast called
correct.
Sound Sessions. You've been on there for quite a while and deliver some great stuff, making you, in my opinion, an authority on music and the music scene here in the city of Chicago. So first things first, Lollapalooza 4 days.
Yeah, big news.
4 days!
As if three wasn't enough.
Three is crazy town already.
It really is.
Well, if you think about it too, like it was pretty crazy this year. We did some stuff at Lollapalooza, but you forgot that there was one day that was totally rained out. So maybe they're just shooting ahead.
But they
didn't
schedule that.
Exactly.
I mean, they're going to schedule 4 solid days of music.
Yeah.
Who doesn't play it? Everybody plays it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it's going to, this year, 170 bands they're looking to book for this.
People, that's all the
bands.
That's
a lot of bands. Yeah, I mean.
No one else can see live music.
But yeah, I mean, it's their 25th anniversary, so I don't know if this is something that's going to continue after this year. We'll see, but...
Well, if they sell it out, and they're going to,
they're
going to probably... So it's going to be Thursday through Sunday?
It's going to be, let's see here, Thursday the 28th of July through Sunday the 31st of July in Grant Park. And with this extra day, believe it or not, that ticket price is going up too.
Oh, for goodness.
Who'd have thought?
And you know what else is going up? The damage bill that Lollapalooza will be paying for Grant Park.
There's going to be no more Grant Park, I think. I think it's just going to be a mud slush paradise.
Well, in that defense, there was, like you said, it was a horrible storm.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was part of the problem. They do pay it. The money goes to the Chicago Park District. And so that's very, very good. That's what the city benefits from that. We also get the influx of tourism. But what I'm concerned about slightly for 170 bands, I know there's a ton of bands in the world.
Yeah.
But those guys sign non-competes where they don't then.
Right.
Play here.
I mean, they'll have their after parties. A lot of them will stick around, you know, the night or the night before or after, whatever. But that's, yeah.
Then, but they don't play here for, what, 3 months?
Something, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
Before and after. So it does kind of pull some of the music. If you don't want to see them at Lollapalooza, you're going to have to wait to see them or go to a different city.
Right. And it's unfortunate. Personally, I'm not the biggest Lollapalooza fan. I've done it, and it's...
Don't be sheepish about that. I'm not either.
It's the bands are really great, and it's got a cool, like, Taste of Chicago element to it with all the food that's involved and all that, but...
Which I'm a huge fan of.
I mean, I remember walking out with, like, 100,000 people, and that's a lot of people, a lot of which are under the influence of various substances. So.
Oh, juices.
And,
yeah.
And many of those are underage as well.
Ooh.
To my assumption. I've seen it.
You're guessing.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
You guys did a really interesting podcast recently in the wake of Paris and the attacks in Paris, especially because it was at a music venue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the kind of thing that a Lollapalooza extending to 4 days, we have all these gazillion people hanging out in one very open area. Tell me about security.
Yeah. That's such a, man, like, that's what really struck close to me with the Paris attacks was just the thought, like, I picture myself at the Metro, you know? That's, like, a comparable size venue. And can you imagine just from the balcony, all of a sudden you're hearing shots fired out?
Which is why I don't go a lot of places.
I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go into these music venues and you don't often see security members with anything, you know?
Right.
at all. So it's a really easy target, which is unfortunate. I'm sure there will be heightened security at a huge festival such as Lollapalooza, but I don't know. It's still something, you know, it makes me look over my shoulder every once in a while. It's in the back of your mind.
Yeah, when we I remember going places after 9/11 within that first year or so where we were still on high alert. And, you know, there were the alert levels and the colors and things. And I always either vocalized or in my brain, if I was by myself, I always had an escape route. I always knew where to go. And then theaters have done the same thing for me. Where I'm like, right. Okay, I need to know where my exits are. I need to have my kids close. There are things that we have shifted in our brain, either as parents or just regular human beings, to take care of ourselves. And something like a Lollapalooza in a city where we are known for a whole bunch of islands, they really have to make sure they step up those. Do you go through security? Do you go through metal detectors to get into the park grounds?
Yeah, at Lollapalooza, you don't go through metal detectors. Yeah, in fact, one of the things that was mentioned on that French podcast was the fact that having metal detectors would almost be such a deterrent for those shows that no one would want to go anymore, because it's just like, if we need to go through these kind of things, it'll stop the entertainment business as a whole. And if you think about it, the size of these festivals are really starting to put kind of a wane on cell phone usage as well, because if you are in that kind of situation, a lot of places get jammed and everything, so it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge to find, good cell coverage if something like that does happen. So there's a lot of good security measures that they take at Lollapalooza, which I don't think will be a problem, because you just heighten it up and people are usually cool.
But I think, you know, speaking to that, there's only so much you can do before it's you know, spoiling the experience.
Exactly.
You know? But do you want it spoiled
exactly.
for some, or do we want it to safe. Be safe? Mm-hmm.
But thinking, you know, lines to get in already, or you're getting a pat down and all that, you had extra, which I'm sure there's going to be extra security. There has to be, but it's going to be a nightmare getting in and out, I'm sure.
They are going to have to.
Yeah, Kevin, how do you think you're going to bring in your flask this year? It's going
to
be impossible.
I've learned to not do that.
Okay. No, the fine people who run the food over there
will
provide you with whatever you need. That has been a big thing with Lollapalooza, and Flavor HD has covered this as well. With the food, they really have revolutionized how festival food is looked at. It's no longer just corn dogs and, well, it's lobster corn dogs now. And they're so good. But it's not just, you know, funnel cakes. They're really elevating food.
Yeah, and especially with festivals like Riot Fest as well, it's kind of created this kind of carnival atmosphere as well. So there's like food littering the side of the music festival. And especially Chicago nowadays, I have not been to a bad music festival yet here.
Truly.
They've really stepped up their
game.
And
the food's always great too. It's awesome.
Food's amazing.
They have to, because they've got to compete with Lollapalooza, because they really put it on the map. We're going to take a quick break. I want to talk to you guys about can't miss shows. There's always shows that people are talking about. Lollapalooza with Paul McCartney this year was one of them.
Huge.
So we got to look forward and see what's going on and what people need to get online and get those tickets for. I've got Kevin Richter, Michael Heidemann from Sound Sessions. Go download the app for WGN Plus, or you can go to WGNplus.com and make sure you subscribe to their podcast, Sound Sessions. More after this. Hannah Stanley, Girls Night Out. See what happens when Rachel's trying to tell me something, and I'm like, yeah, we're back. Oh, wait, I have to read something.
She did a great job with the bumping music, though.
I know, it's outstanding. Hannah Stanley here. It is Girls Night Out on WGN. We are broadcasting from the Allstate Showcase Studio. It is glorious Michigan Avenue. Can you believe it's December?
I know, and it's alive out there tonight.
It's December 5th.
Right.
I cannot believe it, and the lights are just glistening.
The lights are glistening. It is a happy, happy, and it's, I don't know what, David, I'm sure, just told us what temperature it is, but it was like 48 degrees today while I was.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
I'm light jacket right now, so it's great.
32 at O'Hare, 34 Midway. 33 Lakefront,
and it's 8:20.
Feels like 29 at the lake, 26 at O'Hare.
Feels like I can go out without a jacket. That's what it feels like.
Your sanity now has been called into question.
Oh, that's now it's been called into question.
Okay, I'm a few days late.
There we go. Kevin Richter and Michael Heidemann, you guys know him and love him from, they're the guys from Sound Sessions. Is it Sound Sessions?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Sound what? Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
And thank you again for having us on here.
Oh, yeah.
We love this show,
so
and we're
great.
Super appreciative of joining the show.
Thank you. And I'm happy to have you guys on Anytime. I'm calling it Podities.
Podities? Oh, I like that.
All right. This is my segment where I'm bringing in the podcast host.
It's better than potties.
No, yeah, that doesn't work. That's Podities. So anyway, you guys are the first of my Podities guests. Here's what I want people to do. If you're not familiar with the podcast that people here, the fine people at WGN, are doing, boy, there's a ton of them. Next week, I have Craig Collins, who does You've Binge Challenged.
Which is so fun.
It's so fun.
Seriously.
It's really...
It's one of my faves.
I know. I agree. I've been on it. It's fantastic. I keep texting him because I want to be on it again. It is a podcast about binge watching a particular show. So whoever wants to challenges him, and then he binge watches it, and then we talk about it.
It's a genius concept.
It really is pretty great. So he's coming on next week. He'll be next week's Podities guest. But in the meantime, Sound Sessions, you can go to, is it on iTunes? Just look for Sound Sessions?
Yeah, Sound Sessions WGN, I believe.
Yeah, so search Sound Sessions WGN. We're on SoundCloud. We're on the Stitcher app. And you can email us anytime, too. We love getting emails from everybody. And that's at soundsessionspod@gmail.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And Rachel just told me that she's already linked the link for you guys on the podcast,
thanks,
which will
Rachel.
Be up in just a little while.
Thank
right?
you.
As soon as the show is over, you can do that. You guys, there's always, we are such a huge music city, and I get that. But I remember, this has so changed. I remember when the Tribune used to have, like, I don't know, a 40-page art section. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday mornings, I would rip through it and see who's coming to town. Like, oh, my God, they're coming. That's so different now. So I need you guys to tell me who the Can't Miss shows are.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually, my first one, and this is just speaking from my last night. Last night I went and saw The Nutcracker, which was a totally different experience for me entirely, which is it's an extremely in-depth musical experience, too.
Right.
There's nothing more rock and roll than The Nutcracker.
I had not seen that. I had not seen it since I was a child.
Did you go to the Joffrey performance?
Yeah, I did. Beautiful. I went in with, you know, kind of low expectations. I was like, I've not seen ballet. I was blown away, like mesmerized. Didn't realize how many iconic Christmas songs come from that. It was seriously an amazing experience.
It is, and I was the Sugar Plum Fairy today during the Santa Speedo run, so that was what I dressed up as. It was the Nutcracker theme.
Yeah,
yes.
It works well.
So you would suggest people before...
In a heartbeat.
Right.
Even if, like, you know, I had zero experience with ballet, but... You know, even if you find yourself loving music, go. You will have a great time, I promise you.
All righty.
So
I love the Nutcracker's guitar solo in
yeah,
32.
Yeah, blazing guitar solo.
The one thing I will tell people in a similar really space musically is that the symphony is playing the score for Home Alone.
Yes.
And they're going to be doing that, I think, 3 or 4 times in the next couple of weeks.
Which is a pretty cool thing.
It's a very cool thing. While they're going to score it while the movie plays.
Which also, I believe, draws some songs from Nutcracker, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you are correct.
Yeah, so.
And the Drifters.
Yes. But other than that, so moving on to concerts and not ballet.
Yes.
There's a really big New Year's Eve show at, where is it at here? Let me see. But it's the Reaction New Year's Eve at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. So
way out in Rosemont.
Yeah, so if you find...
I say way out, like
right.
I don't live in Iowa.
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to say, yeah. But it's a lot of EDM style music, like biggest names, Skrillex, Deadmau5, Churches, not really EDM, but Churches, but Chicago's own Chance the Rapper is going to be there.
Oh, that's big.
Run the Jewels, which is LP and Killer Mike. You've heard their songs, even if
enormous.
You think you haven't.
Okay.
So big.
Talk about Chicago upping their game. Like the
yes.
React Presents New Year's Eve is probably going to be the biggest show within the next few months.
I think so.
Because just the conglomeration of all these bands in one space is just, it's phenomenal.
Oh my God, yeah.
There's no better city right now for music than Chicago, by far.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so tell me, all right, for people who are old like me, EDM is?
Electric or electronic dance music.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two. It's
and is there a radio station that plays this, or is this all stuff you guys have to seek out online?
So it kind of is a counterculture right now, which is the cool part. Like you can find it on the radio, like Skrillex or other bands, like Flux Pavilion is on the radio every once in a while, who we have an interview with. If
yeah,
you
yeah,
that.
That's also on the podcast I saw.
But it's the counterculture about the EDM craze is kind of awesome because people are just finding it on things like SoundCloud, on things like
sure.
On bands' websites, which kind of just shows this new goal. Golden age of music that's kind of coming through with podcasts, with music. That's how people are finding EDM, which is pretty rad thing.
I think so. And yeah, and these festivals that are coming around, like Spring Awakening over at Soldier Field, that's a huge one. And I mean, I'm sure if it doesn't sell out, it gets close to it. And that's an enormous venue. Mm-hmm. So
huge.
Yeah, the EDM movement's pretty large.
And just so you know, Sound Sessions does not just focus on one type of music.
No.
We'll actually be at the Wrecked Presents, and we'll be interviewing a lot of the artists from there. So just keep your eyes and your ears to the ground, and you'll be seeing a few interviews coming up.
All right, for those who are interested, let's do this again. WGNplus.com is the website. Mm-hmm. You can download an app at whatever app store you go to for your personal device. And you guys are available there at Sound Sessions WGN. But
yep.
Download WGN Plus.
Yes,
and
that's
then find
the easiest route.
Or you can go to an iTunes or wherever and find your podcast mm-hmm. and subscribe to it.
Yeah.
And then it's going to automatically populate in your device.
That's the easiest route. You should just do that.
Right?
Yeah.
Subscribe, review, tell a friend, do all those things.
All right, so must-see shows. You guys are saying fests.
Well,
and Nutcracker.
Nutcracker for sure. And then there's this New Year's Eve show. I mean, the fests kind of die down in the wintertime, but that doesn't mean the music scene dies down at all. But, you know, this fests scene kind of starts picking up, I would say, like late April, mid early May-ish.
Definitely. But the thing about, like you mentioned before, all these side shows that are happening besides the fest are just fantastic. We have bands like Beach House. Which has been on our
It's already
radar
sold out,
forever.
Unfortunately. I know. And that show's not, I believe, till March. Let me see. I have it in my notes here. It's mid-March. But, yeah. Unfortunately, you can't go see Beach House.
All right. Well, James Taylor also coming.
Yeah.
See, dating myself.
Hey. We were giving away tickets, too.
I think this is one of the coolest. And Jackson Brown is opening.
That's
I don't even know
cool.
if you can say that he's opening. He's just starting first.
I also had.
That's huge, huge 80s throwback. But it's like one of my favorite two guys in the entire world. I grew up with that kind of music.
It's fantastic. I'm really, really excited that he's going to be coming here and that he's playing Wrigley.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be a neat venue for him.
Absolutely. I have yet to see a show at Wrigley, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you cannot miss him.
I've seen Buffett. I've not been inside. I saw Buffett from a rooftop, and the audio was still really good.
I'm
Buffett
sure.
had actually put amps out so that the rooftops were.
That's
cool
so
guy.
Buffett.
That's
right.
So Buffett.
You know,
so Buffett.
One of the things that we like to do on Sound Sessions is we like to ask a lot of kind of guilty pleasure and also best and worst concerts. And we kind of wanted to know, Hannah, what was your best concert?
Oh, I love having the tables turned on me, sort of. Okay, guilty pleasure, mm-hmm. I will tell you, is Barry Manilow. Hands down.
Oh, come on.
I would drive across.
That's not. Oh, there's no such thing as guilty pleasures, actually. They're just pleasures. Who cares?
I just enjoy. I like the Barry. Have a Barry Merry Christmas, people. wow, best concert I've ever seen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys go first.
All right.
Oh, man, I don't even remember what my answer was for this. Give me a second.
So I guess I could field this one.
Sure.
I mean, one of some
start.
Of the
who wants to start? You guys start.
Some of the best concerts I've been to. I go to this music festival called South by Southwest every year, which is phenomenal. Yeah, out in Austin, and I had the chance to see one of my favorite artists. His name is Albert Hammond Jr. Like five times over the past
of the Strokes.
Oh yeah.
So anytime he puts on a show, I always get kind of blown away by the fact that he's. But best concert I ever went to, hands down, Kanye West.
I could see that.
By far.
I could see him being a performer. Yeah. Okay, I came up with mine. And this was years ago. I was, maybe 18 years
old. You're like 12, so don't even start.
So it was 10 years ago. I saw Rush at what used to be the Tweeter, now is the First Midwest Bank Amphitheater.
It's gone through
a few years. Oh, my God. And they play for like 3 to 4 hours, and they have weird things on stage with them. They had, I believe, laundry machines on stage with them.
Sure, that makes sense.
But it was just an amazing performance.
All right, my single greatest song in concert, Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That was at the UC, and they turn the lights on, the house lights, and everybody is in unison going, whoa, 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 with the arms.
Oh,
and it was just like, I still have chills when I think about that. So that's my single greatest moment at a concert. It was at Bruce Springsteen. And to be quite honest, the rest of the concert was not as great. I was like, that was so worth it. Now we can go. But it was towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
I used to go to a ton of concerts, so it's really hard. I know we have to go to break.
Oh,
I know.
Darn.
I know. You guys hang out. Can you hang?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Okay. Hannah Stanley, I've got the guys from Sound Sessions. I'll give you all the details on how you can download their podcast and subscribe to. Hannah Stanley here. This is WGN. It's Girls Night Out from the Allstate Showcase Studio, 312-981-7200. 7200 is the phone or text line. We are we're monitoring both. That's how we roll. I've got the guys from Sound Sessions on. If you're not familiar with them, boy, should you be. And here's why. This is a podcast. WGN Plus is a website that we have going on in conjunction with our WGNRadio.com
bonus
website.
Content.
It is bonus content. Some of the hosts, a lot of the producers do podcasts. And people that you'll hear doing fill-in shows have pods. It's really, it's incredible stuff. And so now I've decided to feature one each week in a segment I'm calling Podities, which is now turned into three segments with you guys. Sound Sessions is a music-focused podcast, and the hosts are Kevin Richter and Michael Heidemann. And as you look at your radio left to right, that's how they're sitting. So when you hear the voice coming out of the left speaker, that will be Kevin, and the right would be Michael. It gets a little wacky in stereo. But anyway, Sound Sessions, go to WGNplus.com. You can look at all of the podcasts and see what's available. You can also download the WGN Plus app. And then you can also go to iTunes or the store. I don't even know what it's called for Android devices, for Google. Just wherever you go to where finer podcasts are sold. And yours is free. And it's Sound Sessions WGN.
Yeah, it's WGN Plus is putting out this crazy amount of great content.
Truly.
So among ours, there's a lot of great podcasts. So everyone should really go check it out.
Yes.
It's cool.
And next week's guest is Craig Collins, who does You've Binge Challenge. So if you want to binge listen so you'll be caught up, you can do that for next week. Couple of things. You guys asked me what my best concert ever was. Mm-hmm. And it finally, all of a sudden, I don't know why I had this mental block, Elton John, Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah, that's real, really strong.
Period. Wow. And I've seen him twice now, and the one time I remember the best, I was in the very back row, as far away as possible at the Allstate Arena, and I was like, I seriously paid $90 for this ticket. Oh, my God, I can't believe I spent $90 on this ticket, and these seats are so bad. I just can't even stand it. And then they started, and I was like, worth it.
Yeah, totally.
Worth it. First note. I was like, I love you. So, yeah, that was, without question, the best value.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And a really good, I mean, just every note was perfect.
I'd pay $90 just for Crocodile Rock, to be honest. I think it'd be more than worth it.
Oh, it really, I would love for them to do that again.
Yeah.
So please, when you guys find that out, I need to be the first phone call.
Yeah, we'll talk to
them.
We'll see what we can do for you.
Could you make that
happen? Yeah,
we'll
make it. We'll
get BJ
on the line. We'll call you.
That would be outstanding. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Big news about the Super Bowl this year, which is interesting because I did not like Super Bowl last year, the halftime.
Who was that? Was it Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Left Shark.
That was the highlight.
Up with that. And she was doing the More You Know star thing, going around the stadium. And I really, really thought, and this goes into my opinion of the NFL in general right now, but I felt like it was just such a, like, here, women, be appeased. We put a feminist type talent out on stage for you.
There might be something to that, actually.
I could see that. But, you know, the NFL, they don't know how to rock. I mean, and I think that this year is kind of speaks to that a little bit, too.
It's Coldplay.
Yay.
Woo. Well, hey, some people love Coldplay, and I'm sure they're quite wonderful live. I'm not a huge fan of theirs, but it's okay. I'm not picking the music for Super Bowl. But, you know, there's going to be collaborations. Obviously, those are always a surprise.
Exactly. And their whole body of work, I mean, let's not deny it. I mean, it actually is kind of good if you look at every single song that they've
done. You don't get to where they're at without being good, a good band.
No, and it started out as...
Now, I could argue that point.
You think so?
There are a few that I could argue. But getting back to Coldplay, it will, I'm sure, be an event. And there is definitely a grouping, an audience that will tune in to see them.
Yeah.
But it just seems so milquetoast.
And I think that's the thing, too. I think, you know, when you think football, it's, you know, action and testosterone and all that, and you would think it'd be something rocking. But I think, you know, the halftime show is not really for your football fan. It's for those at the party there for the entertainment aspect. You know?
Right.
Yeah, and now it's just going to be like this high-intensity game filled with rainbow colors.
Yeah.
And
yellow.
And Chris Martin playing sad songs on his piano. Can't
well,
wait.
Well, and in the most recent album, he does a duet with Gwyneth that they wrote together.
Oh, well, I mean, they were married for some time. You gotta do that kind of stuff every once in a while.
All right, so best Super Bowl ever. Halftime show.
Man, I really liked Bruno Mars a couple years back with
Fantastic.
The Chili Peppers. That was so cool. They were, I mean, that's probably the best in my memory.
That's what I was going to say, too. The fact that they brought out the Chili Peppers was just amazing. And seeing them on stage, they always put on a huge show.
I loved Madonna. Mm-hmm. I thought she did a great job.
She was entertaining.
She did a good show. I really don't remember one that I was like, yeah, no, I do. Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, which got famous for so much of a different reason.
I don't remember that one. Looking back, was there something that happened during that?
Honestly, though, that was a stellar Super Bowl halftime show. Mm-hmm. I mean, those two put on quite a show before the show, and then the show got crazy.
And then there was that other show.
But that was when I first hit a DVR, and I was like, wait, what? And I actually got to rewind it and go, yeah, no, there it is. That's what just happened.
What a bizarre thing, looking back, you know, however long we are removed from it now. What a bizarre, like, what?
We're talking about the wardrobe malfunction.
Yes,
that
but it
occurred.
Looked kind of intentional, and
it was totally intentional.
It was a really weird thing.
I mean, come on, nobody bedazzles.
But was like some
for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's funny too because everybody associates Janet Jackson with it. People forget that it was Justin Timberlake also because he's so squeaky clean and perfect and awesome.
Yeah,
on so many levels.
He just wanted his sexy back. He just decided to take it back
by any means necessary.
God bless him. God bless him, everyone. All right, so we've got Super Bowl, which is going to be sort of a yawn fest for a good portion of the population, and go see the Nutcracker.
Yes.
I just summarized what you just
the past
talked about.
45 minutes.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you know, if you don't mind us turning tables one last time.
Oh, bring
real
it.
Real quick.
I love it.
One of our other questions. We have been doing a lot of artist interviews.
Yeah.
And we wanted to see who was your maybe favorite artist interview and how
that you
and
have-
what. And that you've ever done before.
Okay.
As far as music.
To answer a question you didn't ask me, the one that I want most to interview is Willie Nelson.
Oh, that would be cool.
That's the one. So I do want to put that out there that if you get to interview Willie Nelson, I get to come with.
Okay.
would be
the Redhead Stranger.
Oh God, he's so good. He's so so fantastic, and I've seen him. He might be another one of my best concerts ever.
Best concert.
Oh, I haven't seen.
Yeah,
him,
I saw him at. House of Blues, and I'm not kidding, I felt like he made eye contact with every person who was in the venue, and there was a moment where I was like, oh, he just looked at me. It was really, really fantastic. So I think he would be my second.
He might have been on something though.
Might have.
I heard
these are things
I heard
that
he
are so interviewing tips.
Yeah, we would love to hear some. What are your favorite interview ever you've done before with a music artist, and what have you gotten to get them kind of out of their shell? Like sometimes we have that issue on
the
show.
Yeah, it can be tough.
Well, yeah, and some of the guys that you guys are interviewing are maybe famous in a different aspect, so they're not necessarily used to as mainstream an interview as you guys are bringing.
Yeah.
I interviewed Kinky Friedman a couple weeks ago.
I remember that.
That was one of my faves.
Pretty fantastic. Mm-hmm. Ray Benson from Asleep at the Wheel. I go more of a country vibe than you guys do. But those were both really great guys. A ton of longevity in the business, and I felt like we had... I was with Dane at one point for Flavor HD, but I felt like it was when we had the ability to just kind of have everybody relax and through no assistance.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
this isn't Willie Nelson's interview.
No,
we were talking about.
No. But I mean, I just sat down with Kinky and I was like, all right, let's talk. And once we would just, it was less of an interview and more of a conversation. I felt like that's when we started having really good stuff. And actually there's a ton more of the interview that we didn't get to release because it was a little off color. Mm-hmm. But that was what I was happy about. I was thrilled that he was giving up that kind of information.
Yeah.
And if people want to hear it, then they need to just Facebook me and I'll send them the link because we can't put it out.
I highly suggest you check it out too. It's a really great interview.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I highly suggest people check out yours as well. WGNplus.com or the WGN Plus app. And you can also, if you don't want to go that fancy route, you can just go to iTunes or the Android app place and Sound Sessions WGN.
That's right.
Yep.
Michael Heideman, Kevin Richter. I flipped it on you guys. The hosts of Sound Sessions on WGN Plus. You want to stick around for Moments of Gratitude?
Sure.
We would love to.
All right. Hannah Stanley, it's Girls Night Out. Moments of Gratitude is next. 312-981-7200. If you've got something you want to express your gratitude for, do it via text or phone. More on Girls Night Out after this.